Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. In today's episode, we're talking about socially responsible investing with Max Becker-Paz. This is a great conversation about how to be involved in your community and how to be involved with your investing in other ways, whether it's investing time in your community or investing your money in socially responsible ways. There's some great ways that we're going to dive into how you can invest for the people and the planet. And we're going to dive into some specifics about socially responsible investing as well and how it works. And then maybe an alternative such as volunteering or spending your time in the community. We're also talking about how spending locally helps local stores and the local economy. Today's conversation is going to have an impact on both your wallet and on your relationships and the people around you. So please share today's episode with a friend and then go out with that friend and get involved in your local community. The money talking points for today's episode are: what are some ways that I can get involved locally? And two, how can I spend or invest my money in a way that helps my local environment? With the money talking points in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. This issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. Everybody, welcome to today's interview. I'm here with Max Becker-Paz, and we're going to be talking today about some socially responsible investing, getting involved in your community, and just having a little bit of a conversation around how maybe that impacts your wallet and some things to consider. Max, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone?
Hi, everyone. I'm Max, and I'm an independent financial advisor. I often like to call myself an educator more than an advisor because I really focus on the education piece. And
that's good to know. You're an independent investor, or independent advisor. So that'll be a really good start. That's really good. Let's just maybe dive right into it then. How does socially responsible investing differ from traditional investing?
There's a lot of ways to approach it. Probably the easiest way is just to say that in the past, when people invested, they just wanted to make money, which, hey, that's great. That's the main reason we invest. Well, the tweak on that is that socially responsible investing is a way to not only make money for our portfolio, but for the other two P's. So the three P's are our portfolio, other people, and the planet. So it's a way to get that win-win-win for everyone involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that. So it gets those other two P's, gets that win-win-win. I like how you said that. How can socially responsible investing positively impact the community? Like, how can those people and planet aspects of investing be useful?
Great question. I would say there are different approaches, and one approach is to simply exclude those investments that have a bad effect on the world. So a lot of the socially responsible funds, they don't invest in companies that produce fossil fuels, tobacco, or military weapons. I mean, why do you need to make money when a cruise missile blows up and kills people? You can make money in other ways. And then by not investing in those areas, then we also starve them of funds, right? Which is really how you create change in the world. If you, as we saw with government of California, how do they have the most radical environmental laws? They forced companies to invest in certain ways. So if you pull your money out of oil companies, where is that going to go? It's going to go into greener technologies.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because you're just reallocating where all the money's going. Because if all the money's going to these companies that you don't want to see having maybe negative impacts on the world, then put that money in somewhere that's going to make a positive impact. How can that maybe on a more local level, is there a way that we can see that impact locally, whether it's through time or money?
The local aspect, that's a good question, because I mean, you're really involved in investing in companies from all around the world. I would say if there is a local impact, then you'll see it in terms of, you know, how is your particular community being impacted by climate change? Mm-hmm. And what are you doing to reduce climate change in your part of the world? For example, here in Vancouver, Canada, so if you invest in socially responsible funds, then you cut your carbon footprint by 2/3 versus the regular investment landscape. So it could have that sort of trickle-down effect. When I talk about community, and what I do is usually, you know, how can I as an individual get out there and impact positively? So what I've done is to structure my practice around helping give back more. So let's just say that you are a prospect and I was talking to you and you were having a chat about how I might be able to help you. Now, at the end of our call, I'd offer a $25 give back to your favorite charity, whether or not you become a client. And that's my way to thank you for your time. And the fun thing about that is I get to learn about a whole host of issues that people, you know, hold as important for them. For example, maybe it was cancer because a relative of yours had cancer, or maybe it's, for one of my clients, it was Children's Hospital because as a kid, they were in and out of the hospital like year in, year out. So I think that's the really impactful part of it, is learning about getting out of your own head and learning about what's important for other people and what moves them.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Do you think that maybe almost it sounds like your bigger, broader investing is going to maybe, like you said, have a trickle-down effect and you won't see it as immediately. So it sounds to me like that immediate local change is getting to know people. It's using your funds in like local charities and things, I guess, and being more involved, per se. You're not just going to throw money at your local problems in the same way that like a broader investment portfolio would. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And then just to do a play on the word invest, well, I think we all need to be more invested in our communities. So like me and my team, we like to volunteer at things like the food bank, and that's really cool, a way to meet the other half and people who are have food insecurity. And I think we just need to be involved in our community more, like make eye contact with people when you're going down the street, get to know the local restaurants and just be a part of that community. And that involvement happens when you make yourself a part of it, right? So maybe don't tune out on our phone when we're walking down the street. Maybe make an effort to get to know people and know their names and say hi to them.
Yeah, creating a sense of community through that conversation. How have you found that food bank, for example, that you and your team go and volunteer at? How is that impactful on you? And then maybe a little bit of how can that be impactful on the community? Maybe to help people see how investing that time in the community could be impactful. How has it impacted you?
How it's impacted me, it goes back to relationships. If you want to understand human happiness, a big marker of our happiness is our relationships, and also a big marker of our longevity. So people who live longer, healthier lives, they have really good relationships. And that's really our wealth, right? Like, I often go back to this 1960s comic that I read, and there was an evil wish machine that would twist your wish around. And this guy wished for all the money in the world, and he got it, but he got teleported to this planet in a different galaxy with a big pile of gold and money in front of him. So can you imagine that, right? Like, that makes me sort of think of some people in Hollywood, right? They've got fame, fortune, and beauty, but they have a lot of unhappiness there. So it's our relationships that really make us happy. And that money is just a tool for us to work our way through our lives, but it's not going to bring happiness in itself. And volunteering at the food bank, you know, you get to know people and connect with them. And it's fun to give something to people, because we're always so focused on what can I do for myself, right? But that doesn't bring happiness. What actually brings happiness is helping other people. That's what I've discovered. I don't know. Do you have an experience with that, or that you've seen that in yourself?
I would definitely agree. Like finding opportunities. We have a little city here, and they will do like park cleanup days where, yes, we have like people who get paid to maintain things like that. And it's just an opportunity, like you said, to get out and form relationships. There's city councilors that we're much closer to. There's people in the community that we're closer to through these sort of projects. I like the perspective, I guess, that comes from this is saying that time and your relationships and your like communication with other people is also almost like an asset allocation that you have to invest over your community, so to speak. Like you can maybe spread out your time in these different ways, and you put 10% of your time or whatever, 5% of your time into local community projects a month, just to make it relate it back maybe to some of the ways we talk about spending money or investing money. I think that's really interesting. And like you said, relationships are where all of it like kind of comes together. It's where that happiness is built and talking to other people. So I think that's fantastic. But also with the money, is it beneficial for your community to spend that money locally? Maybe you can't invest it in the local mom and pop shop on the corner, but is it beneficial at all to actually spend the money there, or does it really matter where we spend our money?
I think it's huge, right? Because, well, like, that's a great point you bring up. Let's say there's a mom and pop coffee shop and there's a Starbucks. Well, you're still helping the employees who work at either place, mm-hmm. because they're getting a wage so they can go home and feed their families. I'd say you're creating more soul, right? When you invest in, like when you support that mom and pop shop. And Starbucks can do things that the local coffee shop couldn't run. I mean, you could have 100 Starbucks in a city, and then 10 of them could operate at a loss, but mm-hmm. still be there kind of squeezing market share. Well, mom and pop shop can't operate at a loss for years on end. So there's a kind of unfairness there, right? When you have that. But I think also,
I've heard of that idea before of how these big chains can run at a loss, and it just really like, it unfortunately drives out these smaller shops like you're talking about, because they can afford to run at a loss where everyone else can't.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And just, you're creating soul, right? When you have that big company, you know, it's just a generic footprint. Is that how we want our lives? Like all the entrepreneurs I know and the small businesses, like they really love what they do, and they bring a lot of passion, creativity, and energy to what they do. And you know, the guy or girl at Starbucks might be doing that or might not, but there's a different kind of energy there when you're supporting a local business. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know, it's nice to have that convenience and that uniformity. And we're sure when you're on a road trip and you see Starbucks, like, great, I can just pop in. I'm not singling out Starbucks, but whatever fast food joint, because mm-hmm. you know what you're going to get. But I think it's good for us to get out of our comfort zone and to be uncomfortable, try new things. And that's part of the experience with the mom and pop shops, just taking that risk, so to speak, and trying something different.
Yeah, and I think by looking at our community locally, like with these mom and pop shops, where you're spending your money locally, you're creating a sense of place, a sense of like agreeance, I guess, or not agreeance, but a sense of community. And then I think that's where those other sort of relationships that you're building outside of that can come into play, because maybe you're going to this local place, meeting someone else who's local, finding a need they have, then you can invest your time or money there. Maybe they need help in some sort of way like that, and you can. It can have more of a direct impact on your wallet, but I think ultimately it's going to have a direct impact on your relationships, like we've been saying this whole time. So I think once we get down locally, and once we start maybe taking the lens of socially responsible investing and just applying it locally to just like being socially responsible, whether it's spending or community involvement and things like that, it really, like we've said the whole time, helps you build relationships. I think this is
excellent.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. My final question was, what are some common ways that we can get involved locally, both with money and time? And I think we've touched on a lot of those, whether it's local service centers like a food bank, whether it's mm-hmm. local corner stores that you can make sure to spend your money at, spend at the local grocery store and things like that. But is there anything else that comes to your mind of some ways that we can get involved locally with money or time?
Just from a really broad kind of lens to start, I think, helping people is just really golden. There's a coach called Bob Proctor. Have you heard of him?
I have not.
Oh, he's pretty well known. He's kind of an entrepreneurial coach. He passed away recently, but he has a big body of knowledge. And he said, if you want to help someone, you have to really want to help them from the bottom of your heart. Otherwise, you're if you're expecting something in return, you're just trading.
Mm-hmm.
And that really impacted me, because I find that when you try to help other people, it'll just come back to you some way or other through the universe. But you have to honestly be wanting to help that person. So I think just being genuine and really just, for me, like, helping people is how I get out of my own head. And I realize there's 7 other billion people on this world and not just myself. So yeah, how do we make our time work better? Well, yeah, we kind of covered that. And then money, I would just say, you know, when you spend money, you're like voting with your wallet. So you can make those choices. I mean, are there ways that you yourself like to support small businesses?
Yeah, I would agree with everything we've said so far. Like you said, make sure, just be aware of where you're spending. I'd say be conscious of it, that if you're going to that, like if you're driving 5 miles to go out of town to go to a local like chain store or whatever, that's the same one everywhere else. Maybe see if there's something in between that route that could satisfy that need as well, that's more local and maybe you've never heard of them. So like, I think just be aware of where we're going, where our money's being spent, how we're using it, and then reach out to some people locally, especially people that are involved in your city. Your city council is a great place to start, because they have a better like knowledge of what's going on in the city, and they can maybe connect you with some of those groups that are doing service if that's what you're trying to do, or just connect with someone and see what kind of relationship with you can build. Go on a walk at the park, and like you said, make eye contact with people, say hi to people. Yeah, offer to babysit your neighbor's kids if you're friends with them and things like that. Like, just get out of your home, get out of your front door, and try to build some relationships, I think is a great way to get involved and get that ball rolling.
I love it. Yeah, you and I have pretty much the same kind of worldview. That's great.
Yeah. Well, this has been fantastic. I really have liked this conversation about, maybe we aren't talking so much about the nuts and bolts about money, but this is an area of like personal growth that can have a lot of impact and can have a lot of positive impact. If you're building these relationships, yes, there's being socially responsible with your investing and putting it towards things that are making a better difference in the world than maybe past companies have been, but also consider how you can get involved locally would be one of my main takeaways from this. Max, is there a place where people can get in contact with you? Do you have a website, and how can people learn more and learn more about you?
Yeah, for sure. I do live in Vancouver, BC, just a little north of Seattle. So that's where I operate. So I'm able to help. If anybody actually wanted help with their plan, then I'm able to give you that basically help from the ground up in creating that plan if you're in this corner of the world. If you're just in any corner of the world, you know, feel free to contact me or pick my brain. I'm always happy to, you know, offer up what I know or listen and see where I could help. My website is abundancewealthcommunity.com, and then that pretty much explains what I do and also how to get a hold of me.
Awesome.
And yeah, that would be it in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, this has been a great conversation. I appreciate your input on all of these questions we've had, from socially responsible investing to maybe investing in your community with something other than money. Max, thank you for coming on today's episode, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time today, Skyler. Good to get to know you.
Thank you so much to Max for coming on today's episode. That was a really fun conversation. Let's talk about the two money talking points real quick here so I can share some insights, and hopefully you can go out and have a money talk about these points. The first one is, what are some ways that I can get involved locally? This is really fun. Go to city council meetings, meet your city council members, have a service day at the park. If you're involved in a church, look for ways that those around you need help and maybe rally some people from your church. There's a lot of ways that service can go a long way with other people around you. Really, if you look for a need, you're going to find one very quickly. That's a wonderful way to get involved locally, is through service. If you notice something needs cleaned, take a broom out and clean it, even if it's a public sidewalk or something like that. Because something little like that never gets done because most people don't notice it. And when they do notice it, they think it's someone else's job to clean that up. So look for ways around you to serve and help people around you. Two, the second money talking point is, how can I spend or invest my money in a way that helps my local environment? One of the ways that my wife and I do this is, there's a local plant store just a city or two over from us. And we went there and they were showing us one of their products. And I looked it up on Amazon real quick and said, hey, look, we can get a 6-pack of these things for way cheaper. But I knew I didn't really want to buy it from Amazon. We were supporting this guy who was being really friendly to us, really helpful, teaching my wife about how to help take care of her plants. So we made sure to spend locally over buying from the big stores like Amazon and Walmart and all those places. So make sure you're spending your money locally. Even if it is a little more expensive, it really helps somebody directly. And you can get to know that person and become involved with that person as you get to know them and they get to know you. And it's really awesome when they recognize you. So there's some great ways that you can build relationships with those around you just by buying at a local store. But let's wrap up today's episode next. If you want to get involved more locally, please do so. You'll find yourself having a great time and being able to establish some great connections, which will go back to a previous episode about circles of influence. Maybe you can get some of those people in your circle of influence that are local, and then you can begin building those relationships with people who share values to help build your local community and things like that. But a while back, I participated in something locally. It's super fun to go out of your comfort zone and do these sort of things because it really helps you grow and stretch and meet new people. A while back, I participated in a local mental health fair with my podcast and financial coaching. And it was super fun to be able to talk about money with people and to hear what was on people's minds when it came to their financial life. But if you can find an event or some way to get involved locally, I would highly encourage it. I think that'll be a great takeaway from today's episode. Find something locally and get involved. But if you have a quick moment, please rate this podcast 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on. It really helps us grow and keep going strong. So when more people find out about this podcast, it allows us all to do better with money as we talk about it more and more. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.